Washington Governor Jay Inslee is officially a candidate for president, promising a focus on climate change. The two-term Democrat announced his candidacy in a video early this morning and then held a small kickoff rally in Seattle. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins was there.
The setting for Inslee's announcement was the warehouse of A&R Solar. A wall of solar panels served as the backdrop, along with a giant banner reading, "Inslee, Our Moment." Seattle City Council member Teresa Mosqueda introduced the governor.
Across this country, communities are crying out for action. From the call for a Green New Deal to calling on the Green Governor of Washington State to run for president.
Inslee took the stage to chant and quickly declared his candidacy.
So I am announcing today that I'm a candidate to become the next president of the United States.
In a lengthy speech, Inslee outlined his campaign vision. He called for the nation to mobilize around a mission of combating climate change, something he compared to going to the moon. He sells the idea as not just good for the environment, but good for the economy and jobs. And he emphasized an environmental justice message, calling climate change as much a matter of equity as ecology.
So let's come together and build a future with clean air, clean water, and economic opportunity for all, regardless of zip code, income, or the color of your skin.
While Inslee compares tackling climate change to a moonshot, his campaign for president may also be a moonshot. He enters the race barely registering on national polls and joins an already crowded field of better-known, better-financed candidates. But the optimistic governor seems eager to hit the campaign trail to talk about his top issue and what he calls the Washington story.
So if America wants to see a Washington that actually works, look west to Washington State.
Inslee touted his record as governor on issues like paid family leave, voting rights, and teacher pay. He also took the opportunity to call for the national legalization of marijuana and for a ban on so-called assault weapons. As for President Donald Trump, Inslee said he was angry and outraged by the current president, but called for unity over division.
I am running for president because, unlike the man in the White House, I believe in all the people who make up America.
For their part, Republicans nationally and locally are pouncing on Inslee's announcement. The head of the Republican National Committee told CNBC that Inslee's chances of becoming president are exactly what he's polling at, zero. The state Republican Party said Inslee is embarking on a vanity run for the White House and urged him to resign if he wants to pursue national office. But for Inslee faithfuls and for his family, this is a moment of high excitement. Among those in attendance were the governor's younger brothers. Frank Inslee says his big brother has always been a leader, going back to his high school days. But a run for president?
That's just over and above what we ever imagined. You know, just being a governor is incredible.
He added that he thinks his brother is the right person for the job of president. Also enthusiastic was Stephanie Mutri, who works in the solar industry. She liked what she heard from Inslee, but acknowledged the challenge he faces competing nationally.
It'll be a tough battle. I hope he has the thick skin to get through it.
Inslee ended his speech by paraphrasing Ben Franklin.
So early to bed, early to rise, work like hell and organize. This is our moment. This is our mission. Let's get this job done. Let's go get him. Thanks a lot.
Inslee plans to immediately hit the campaign trail with visits to Iowa, Nevada, and California in the coming days. I'm Austin Jenkins in Seattle.